And of course, the council, it looks like, agreeing to...
Yes, fantastic. That's amazing news. I'm so excited to get this program started.
And 15, do you feel that's enough?
I do. I feel that it's a good start. I think that there's always room to grow, right? However, I think that it's very fair, and I think that it gives us the opportunity to establish the need.
And do you think having that review in 15 months or
six months
is appropriate?
Yeah. I do. And a lot of services are based on results, right? Fundings, everything that you need to look at for a program needs to be reviewed upon. Otherwise, you don't know whether it's working or not.
And of course, now that this is approved, the bins, the 15, where will they be going?
Well, that is going to have to be decided upon still. We do have many placement ideas in mind, but we're going to be working very collaboratively with City Hall to decide on the best placements available.
Once you guys decide on where they go, what's the next step?
Well, putting them up, getting the word out there to everybody that they're available for the use and disposal of whatever supplies they need to dispose of, right? I mean, it's just a matter of getting that out there to people.
Okay. And how long of a process do you think it's going to take to decide where they will be going?
We're a very small town. I'm sure that we'll be able to nail down some places quite quickly.
Okay, great. And just once again, who will be installing them?
That is yet to be decided, either CMHA or City Hall themselves, depending on the preferences.
Okay, and the bins themselves, what do they look like? Do they look like those ordinary yellow bins you see?
No, they are much smaller and less bulky. They are silver locking containers that you can mount to walls. They'll have a little slot that pops up that you can put your supplies into, and they are very discreet. They're blend in with the common wall or the common bus stop, and they won't be an eyesore whatsoever.
Is there concerns that they could be vandalized?
There's always a concern for vandalization, I think. But in order to combat that, I think that veering towards the metal locking containers rather than the plastic ones that are easily breaking, you know, easily breakable, I think that that would be the best solution to combat vandalism.
Okay. Do you know any other, are there any other Caribou communities that have been such as that installed?
No, not so much in the Caribou. Prince George has one downtown by their City Hall, and then East Van has that. They have the containers, the bright yellow ones that are available throughout downtown Eastside.
Yeah. Do you know if those, or have you heard if those have made a difference?
I have. I actually talked to a gentleman from City Hall in Prince George, and he did highlight that, yes, it has made a difference. However, it's very centralized and there's a lot of stigma associated with the bin that's there. I'm hoping to eliminate the stigma by allowing there to be a variety of bins to choose from and ones that are not going to draw attention when people are utilizing them.
Yeah. Okay. And a last question, the team of yourself and other individuals who go out and will be checking these bins, how
yes.
many make up that team?
Well, there is myself and three others.
Okay.
Yeah. So they will be assisting me in the disposal of the supplies within these units.
Okay. Great. Anything you'd like to add?
I really hope that Williams Lake can get behind this idea and understand the need to protect everyone here, right? This is a response to an issue that has arose that we need to do something for before someone is injured. It's a matter of public safety.